Welcome to another episode of Being Black 2020. I am your co-founder and CEO of the Being Black 2020 podcast, Haru Anu, also known as Joshua X. And today I am going to be talking about movement versus progression. I'm going to repeat. Today I'm going to be talking about movement versus progression. And it's very important to talk about this, family, on the mental health front. A lot of people commit suicide, get diseases, are plagued with different types of, you know, injuries, incarcerations, all because of they're making a lot of movements, but they don't progress. So they get stuck, they get angry, they get confused. It's a lot of emotions come behind not progressing and achieving the things that you want to achieve. So let's talk about that. Let's evaluate that today, family, and let's build and learn how to actually progress instead of just make a lot of movements. So first and foremost, family, we have to break down the distinct difference between progression and movement. So basically, family, when you progress, that's when you elevate in growth. That's when you have a new tool in your repertoire. You have a new learned skill. You are able to have a more enlightened experience because now you have another thing that you can do, another advantage, another skill, another task that you can get done if need be. So that's very important, family, when we talk about growth. Growth comes with a lesson learned. Growth comes with an actual moldability. It builds your character. It enhances your perspective. You know what I'm saying? Growth comes when you realize and have a self-realization. So that's very important when we talk about growth, family. You know, growth isn't just, I started a business. Oh, growth isn't just, I got a new job. I got a promotion. Because when you realize all these things, your business can fail next year or in 5 years. That job, you can get fired or quit. And did you progress? No, you just made a move. So you got to understand the distinct difference between making a move and progressing so we don't put ourselves in those predicaments. Because we have to realize, family, we put ourselves in predicaments by the way we move, by the actions that we take, and by how we position ourselves. So now, with that being said, let's start making our movements based off progression. So it's not just a soul movement, but it's for the forward progress of my human experience. And that's very important when we talk about how we want to keep our mental health at a balanced level, how we want to see the whole board for what it is and, you know, not have a narrow perspective. It comes when you're able to relax and make a plan. That comes when you're able to sit back and evaluate your current circumstances. That's very important if you want to progress, family. You need time to evaluate your current circumstances. Think of it like this, family. When you go get your car fixed, or when you go get your car worked on, because it's not necessarily fixed, but it requires maintenance. So when you go get your car maintenance, a lot of times they will run a diagnostic test. And that diagnostic test is to run a report on all the things that I could do to improve the progress of this car. The same thing should be done with our lives when we think about progression. We should run a diagnostic test on our lives, on our thoughts, who we talk to, who we deal with, what businesses we deal with, how do we deal with those businesses, what returns we got back on those businesses, how we love ourselves, how we treating ourselves, how many times we appreciated ourselves, how many times we shown ourselves different things and new ways of looking at things. All these ways are forms of appreciation and growth. But when we talk about progress, you talk about growth. And when you talk about growth, it has to be appreciated, family. So first you have to evaluate, then you have to appreciate. You have to appreciate. You have to appreciate yourself, first off. I always talk about how everything starts off on a self level. No, nothing I'm going to talk about in this mental health podcast is going to start with somebody else, what they do to you. It's always going to be what you do and how you respond. Let's take the power out of the social medias and out of the celebrities and out of all these mechanisms that use to control you, and let's cause empowerment. Let's cause an empowerment to fluctuate. And that's causing the power within your body to start to resonate and heal and progress on its own accord. So that's very important, family. So now we went through evaluation, seeing what we have to do for ourselves, putting ourselves on a stern objective outlook, and then seeing what all we can do to push progression. Then we have appreciation. Appreciating the steps it takes to do this. Appreciating the mindset it takes to even want to progress. Appreciating all the things you have now. Appreciating the people you have around you now. Appreciating the different ways and different possibilities that are about to manifest. Appreciation is a very strong key. Okay, so after appreciation, then what do you have? Then you have execution. After you've raised the appreciation, you have to have execution, family. A lot of us get stuck in movements because we have poor execution. We have poor execution. A lot of us have great ideas. I'm talking about a lot of us. If you sit back on the corner in a lot of these neighborhoods and you just sit back in the corner store and just talk to people, you will realize that a lot of people have great ideas. I'm not talking about no CEOs. I'm not talking about no college students or nothing like that. I'm talking about Negroes that buy 40 ounces at the corner store. I'm talking about Negroes who work 40 hours at FedEx. I'm talking about Negroes who work at beauty salons and, you know, so all types of other, you know what I'm saying, and women who do all types of stuff have brilliant ideas. I'm talking about groundbreaking ideas, things that can actually change the world, things that can actually make people's lives easier. However, they have not put the stock in themselves to push their dreams, to push their ideas, to push their goals. They have not put the stock in themselves. So it's very important, family, that we always, always put stock in ourselves. We always respect our ideas. We always evaluate the process of growth and understanding. Because understanding is a huge piece. You have to understand what is going on. You have to be able to realize the gist of the situation. You have to be able to, yeah, that's an essential part of growth, is realization. Realization. You cannot fake it until you make it and expect to grow. That's another thing. You know, we in today's society where, oh, well, if you don't have what you want to have, then just say you have it until you get it. No, family, let's just work for it, family. Let's just work for it. Let's make a plan. Let's stop American dreaming and make a plan. Let's make things tangible. So like I said, we don't keep getting stuck in movements. We all know people who have been saying they want to do this. I'm gonna be a rapper. I'm gonna be a rapper, man. I'm gonna be a basketball player. I'm gonna be a CEO. I'm gonna be this, I'm gonna be that. And then get stuck. Then get stuck. And usually it's all, oh, man, the people at the job don't like me. Oh, man, you know, they was favoritism on the team. And guess what? Those might have been factors, nonetheless. However, what I'm saying is progress cannot be stopped. Movements can be stopped. Progress cannot be stopped. You know why? Movements Can be stopped and progress not? Because progress, like I said, family, in the beginning, progress is a individual growth. It supersedes movements. I can put something in your way and stop, block your movement, but I can't put you in a box that you don't allow yourself to be in and stop your growth. Can't nobody stop your growth with you. So that's the main thing I want to get at when it comes to movement versus progression is one, it enables someone to control you, and the other one is the road to freedom. I'm going to repeat that. When you are in a movement, there have been thousands of movements that have been stopped. Brilliant movements. The Garvey movement, the Black Muslim movement, the Afrocentric movement, the Pan-African movement. All these movements were beautiful, brought beautiful things to the world, created realizations that people see even still to this day. However, if those who saw and actually studied those movements and have not progressed, then those movements do not help. Those movements do not create a tide if they do not create the tide within you. And this is the point I'm getting at when it comes to mental health and when it comes to movement versus progression. There has to be a will for progress within you. It cannot be created. It cannot be destroyed. But it has to be fed. You have to feed your will for progress. Because there's a lot of things that want to keep you moving. The TVs, social media, the people around you, your relatives, your friends, they want to keep you moving. Hey, you want to go do this? Hey, you should do this. Hey, you should do that. Hey, have you ever thought about doing this? People want to keep you moving. But people act differently when you progress. There's not so many shares on your business when you progress. There's not so many shares on your picture when you start looking better and start doing better for yourself. There's not so many shares on your progress. But there's shares on your movements. Oh, I went to Cat Code. Oh, I got a new job. Ah, I got a new car. There's admiration for the movements because movements, like I said, can be stopped. So they're not critical to growth. Nobody really is going to have a life-changing movement. Because like I said, family, whatever moves can be halted, but whatever grows is in the process of growth. It's going to elevate because only the mechanism that is growing can stop that process of growth. Only that organism that is growing can stop that process of growth. So what I'm saying to you, family, is don't stop your progress of growth because you get stuck on movements, because you get stuck in situations or situationships. Keep your growth fed. Keep the will to grow and progress in you and keep it fed. And starve the ignorance. Starve the inability to process your thoughts. Starve the inability to keep going. Starve the inability to appreciate and value yourself. Starve the inability to be whole and to look at the whole board and have a full, broadened, objective perspective. Starve the ignorance around you. And progress, and the will for progress, will get even stronger and stronger. So family, like I said, like always, I appreciate you. I appreciate the energy you take towards putting mental health at the forefront of your lives. And like always, if you need anything, go to the Being Black TikTok, the Snapchat, Facebook, or Instagram, we direct message and get back to you fast. We get back to you fast once you direct message. So until next time, peace and hotel family.